Right now, the Whistle Workwear Worker of the Week. If you want to be our Whistle Workwear Worker of the Week, you got to be a Whistle Workwear type worker. Wear their kind of stuff, and then you got to have a story, a really good story about something crazy that happened to you at your work site.
Could have been caused by the elements. It could have been coworkers not getting along. Something went down. It could have just been one of those weird happenstances that happens on the job sometimes.
And if you're a construction worker where something bad happened to the point that a helicopter had to fly food into you and a haunted house is involved in it, that's the kind of story we want to hear about, and that's what we got from Eric. All right, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to the Brad and John Show. Thank you for listening, by the way. And where was this construction job? What happened here?
So we had an emergency job up in New Halem. It's probably about 10 years ago now, where there was six or seven washouts along the road from New Halem all the way up to Ross Lake Dam. And we were working on that, getting the road put back together. And about half the mountain fell down and blocked the road and trapped us on the Diablo side of New Halem. And they wouldn't let anyone cross the rock slide because there was more rocks coming down. And so we had to wait for engineers to come up and assess all the damage.
So how long were you trapped there?
We were trapped for probably a week.
Wow.
And they put us up in houses up in Diablo.
Were you traveling back and forth each day to work? You weren't staying up there in the first place?
Some guys were traveling back and forth, and they put a lot of the guys that were in the contractor side, they put them down in the big mess hall, I guess, down in New Halem.
Okay.
So all the contractor guys were, like all the operators were staying down in New Halem, and all the equipment was on the other side of the slide. So there was only three of us that were on the other side, on the Diablo side. And we had all the equipment on that side with us. So
you got a lot of work to make up, too.
Yeah.
So they're
helicoptering in you. They're bringing helicopters in to give you food.
Yep, because the Seattle City Light guys live up there in Diablo, and so they'd bring a helicopter in with food for all of them. And we'd put our requests in, and they'd carry that in with them.
I'd be picky.
You could make some orders?
Yeah, I'd be really picky.
Oh, yeah. We didn't care so much about the food. We just needed beverages.
Yeah, beer. Just get us some beer.
Get us some beer.
So then you stayed in a house that turned out to be haunted?
Yeah, yep. So
what was happening?
That we get put in house number 36, and I go to sleep, and I'm trying to sleep, and it's just pitch black, and I'm hearing whispering in my ear a couple times, and I'm like, what is that? You know, I put my pillow over my head, and I finally fall asleep and forget all about it, wake up in the morning, and the next day, my coworker comes driving up next to me. He's like, got this pale look on his face, and he's like, hey, you know, see anything weird about that house we're staying in? I'm like, oh, yeah, last night I had some whispering going on in my ear, and he's like, yeah, I heard a cough down in the basement, and I heard footsteps coming up the stairs towards me, and flippers coming across the linoleum towards me, and that's when I got in my truck and took off, and now I'm here. We got to go back there and check it out. So we went back there, and the thermostat was cranked up to as high as it would go, and it seemed to do that all the time. Every time you left the house, come back, the thermostat would be on, the TV would be on.
And, weird. These are the houses that the city water and light power workers stay in? Are those the houses that we're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you ever find out the legend, if there was a legend to go with the house, or what?
Did
something happen there?
One of the cooks up there, she grew up in that house, and she told us the whole story. She was like, there's only been one death up here when they were building the dams, and told us the guy's name. I forgot it, but he died. He had a heart attack at the table in his house.
Ah.
And she won't even go near the house because of all the activity that she grew up with there, you know. And the locals know about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, he comes into my house and opens up cupboards. And
so
he'll leave food out on the table. And
all right, so he's not just working one house. He's working a number of those houses there.
No, there's three houses, apparently, that he'll visit.
You're sure it was a ghost and not just because one of your coworkers? Because you guys had been separated from your loved ones for a week. You know, it could be a little angry.
Little pillow talk.
Yeah, it could be something like
that. Thought someone was doing some kind of prank going on. But
all right, well, that's good stuff. That's good stuff there, Eric. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we'll get you in the running for our Whistle Workwear Worker of the Week, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening, dude.